And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, and you're listening to In Focus this morning. Some good calls and good questions today. Do appreciate those. Real briefly, let's just hit some of the highlights of the consent agenda. I know it's fairly lengthy, but running out of time here.
Sure, I mentioned we do have a bond sale tonight, about $1.2 million in general obligation bonds, and these are special assessment bonds for some subdivision development, and those are 100% paid for by the developers and developing property owners. We also have about $3.1 million in general obligation bonds. This is for the phase one of the airport terminal expansion project. The debt service there will be serviced from additional passenger facility charges from people who use the airport and other revenues, with a little bit of participation by the city at large in the bond and interest fund. And then we have about just a little over $1 million in general obligations bonds we're issuing on the fixed-based operator facility. That's a private contract we have with that, and the debt service there is serviced with that rental fee to that fixed-based operator. So revenue supported. We're issuing about some temporary notes for some waterline projects that the utility funds will take care of, or the commission is considering first reading of an ordinance to terminate the special 2009 quarter cent sales tax effective March 31st, 2018. So essentially this ends the special tax that was put in place for the pools, swimming pools, as well as the zoo, the education center. And so as we put that new tax or the new question, ballot question this November, basically to replace that tax. The Aggieville infrastructure I mentioned with the RFQ already earlier. We have a City University Projects for a consultant to look at pedestrian crossings around the perimeter, primarily focusing on that North Manhattan corridor. A couple of change orders, one on street maintenance and one on our public water wells. 2023 and 25, we've got a storm sewer improvement where we got on College and Heights and Quivira. Where we have a corrugated metal pipe under there that's deteriorating that needs to be replaced. A contract of almost $30,000 with Josh Connett Construction LLC. And then a big project out here on Allen Road. You know, folks that are east of Casement there at Allen at the intersection on Knox Lane have a lot of nice pretty barricades for the sidewalk project that's occurring there. Well, this will be to the west of that with a big sewer line project there, as well as some other infrastructure that's going to occur there. About $800,000 contract with Middle Creek Corporation, Peabody, Kansas. And I think that's the highlights there for those.
Appreciate you doing that rapidly for us. I know some proclamations a lot. Right. It's busy time of year.
It is. And, you know, this is, they're always wonderful. I think our community does so great on some of these, and these are just four of them. We're going to do a proclamations for National Public Works Week, Building Safety Month, National Preservation Month, and Mental Health Month. So lots of good things happening in the community, and it'll be great to have them there this evening as we present the proclamations.
Well, glancing at some other meetings, I know Manhattan Public, the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board meeting last night, Ron, I noticed a little bit of a revision in that agenda. Any highlights from that at all as I let you kind of sort through your paperwork there?
Find it there. There was.
And I know there, while you're looking for it, you found it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Planning Board did meet last night. One of their primary items there was to consider a public hearing and rezoning request for a proposed development plan for 12th and Bluemont Lofts. This is a 37-unit, four-story apartment building on about just under an acre of six lots at the northeast corner of North 12th Street and Bluemont Avenue. So basically in that block just to the east of the Bluemont Hotel. So on the same side of the street there, looking at taking out some of those existing they're single-family homes, but they're really multi-family homes because they're cobbled up with a lot of individual units on per levels of floor. So this is, again, a 37-unit proposal. The applicant is TJ Vacansis and 12th and Bluemont LLC. The Planning Board did review it. Wasn't a lot of discussion, and ultimately voted to recommend approval of that. They also had a work session. They did a little annual review of the comprehensive plan and will be passed along some comments to the commissioners as that's part of that process and looking for commissioner feedback on the comprehensive plan and what we need to focus on for the upcoming years.
Okay. Joint City County meeting coming up, too. Any highlights from that?
It is. This Thursday, both Pottawatomie County and Riley County have put items on the agenda for discussion. The city is hosting that. That'll be Thursday at 4 o'clock at City Hall in the City Commission Room. Discussion for emergency medical services update. Both counties had developed a joint task force to look at options there for ambulance service, and then also more discussion on the Juniata Bridge coming out of Blue Township.
Should be interesting, yeah. Mayor.
You know, that the emergency services, that was a big issue last time we had the city-county-county meeting, and with the Via Christi and all of the increases that are happening as far as ambulance services, administrative work, and staffing, and all of this. So I think it'll be a good discussion, and hope that that needs to be decided quite early, I think, for both of the counties. So it's good to be part of that discussion and see where we can help out, but also what needs to be done for the next few months, because it is, I think, by September or something, they have to sign on to those contracts.
And before we go to another break, work session next week?
There is. Joint City Commission, Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board, and the Advisory Committee on the Unified Development Ordinance. And the consultants will be back in town to, again, this is a comprehensive look at our existing zoning and development regulations and just really getting started in that process. And they'll be here for an update and get good feedback from those governing bodies that will ultimately be responsible for that.
Right. And I think that'll be, again, a really good conversation, because this is going to give us an idea about conformance, non-conformance. How do we address some of these issues? What should our zoning look like so we're not constantly always rezoning things? And we've selected this group to help us guide, give some direction, and give some options for us as to what other communities are doing. Because the way Manhattan is growing and moving along right now, we need some more experts in this area. So
I feel like we've kind of gone full circle, because a lot of the items on your agenda tonight are zoning matters. So
right.
It just kind of shows
it's just it's so important.
Continuing.
So, yeah,
exactly. Well, why? And I guess no meeting at all on the final Tuesday of the month.
Right. We have a fifth Tuesday this week during Memorial Day week. And so we don't plan to have a meeting that week.
Fifth Tuesday of the month, no meeting. Let's go ahead and take another break. It's now 9:43, and we have with us Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350. If you continue to have questions or comments having to do with the City of Manhattan, might talk some about construction and a lot of that going on. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant.